from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH.
On your way to work, want to keep listening to Sports Daily even after you park the car? With the Odyssey app and Odyssey.com, you can. Just download the app. Visit Odyssey.com, search for KFH. You can download the Odyssey app today to get started. You can go back and listen to our great conversation we're about to have with Royals General Manager J.J. Piccolo. Welcome back to Sports Daily. Jake Ballbrock, Tommy Caster, joined by J.J. Piccolo. First time for us on the program. J.J., how are you this morning?
Doing well, Jacob. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. We're excited for this conversation. We'll look forward in a minute. I got to say, like, this has been so much fun the last, what are we looking at now, about 4 months to have the Royals in contention. You're getting a lot of flowers kind of from everywhere, so we'll give them to you here right now. That offseason you guys put together to get this thing turned around, pretty impressive. How rewarding is that to sit here and see this team doing that and the guys that you've brought in the offseason, which people have been begging for, to be having as much success as they've been having this year?
Well, it's been great, and it's really honestly been even better for our fans, and that's first and foremost what we know our job is to put a good product on the field so our fans can enjoy coming to the K or watching us on television or streaming, whatever it may be. And, you know, that's as rewarding as anything else. And, you know, to see the work that our scouting departments put in, our R&D departments to identify players that could help us put together a quality team. It's nice from that perspective as well. So we've still got a long way to go, but for the first 80-some games, it's been fun to watch.
You know, really specifically the pitching staff, JJ, and you know, talking about this rotation and watching the way that overall they've performed through the first half of this season. You know, from top to bottom, I'm not sure there's a better rotation in Major League Baseball. And, you know, you've got two all-stars that are in the pitching rotation in Lugo and Reagans. As you guys have, you know, these conversations about what the rest of this season will look like, how important is it from your perspective that, you know, you've basically got your pitching rotation, at least the starting rotation, set and ready to go and built for an October run potentially for this team?
Well, it's nice to be going into the trade deadline not needing a starting pitcher. Now, you can always use starting pitching because it's a fragile thing, but at least the way we stand right now, the five that we have are doing a great job, and we just got Chris Bubich back, who we're going to use out of the bullpen right now, but we know he's a starter as well, so there's some depth there. But it's great in the fact that every night we know we have a chance to win. They're going to give us 6 to 7 innings on a very regular basis. There's been very few games where we've had to throw, you know, say six plus innings out of our bullpen. I think it's only happened maybe two or three times, which is, you know, a great way to go. But what's happening right now is the starting rotation is just feeding off of one another. You know, you mentioned the two all-stars in Seth and Cole. That's really cool. First time in organization history that we've had two starters named to the All-Star team. And quite honestly, you know, Brady Singer, minus the win-loss record, you know, he's a sub-3 ERA right now as well. So there's a lot of good things happening. But we knew, you know, every team knows this. This isn't anything new. But we knew last, I'd say, late June, early July, we were going to have to figure out how can we get this rotation in a good spot. And we had a little bit of a head start because we weren't competing for a wild card or a divisional championship last year. And we were able to start identifying what pitchers may help us. And it's not just ability, but, you know, who fits in the clubhouse and the makeup and who has the toughness and the desire to pitch deep in the games. And again, our scouting and R&D department did a great job in identifying the right players.
JJ Piccolo joining us, general manager, Kansas City Royals. So now the attention shifts to the trade deadline. How do you guys evaluate this? I mean, is there any question still on hold pat, be aggressive? I mean, obviously, I don't think you guys are going to be sellers, but is that evaluation process still happening, or do you know yet what the goal is and it's just a matter of figuring out how to get there?
Yeah, we have a good idea. I mean, we've got a pretty large body of work right now with the approaching 90 games played. We have a good idea of what we could possibly use to help us out. I think what we have to keep in mind is that we'd like to think this is just the beginning of a window that's going to be open for us to win games for a lot of years to come. And I'd like to think that there's some players on and some that are doing it right now, you know, an MJ Melendez, a Hunter Renfroe, those two are swinging the bat much better right now than they did the first couple months of the season. So that's encouraging, you know, and then getting Chris back and being a part of the bullpen, that's going to help. But at the same time, you know, there are some things we think we could potentially add to our club that would just make us deeper, whether it's another bat, whether it's another arm or two in the bullpen. You know, they're the things we're weighing out right now. And, you know, I think the acquisition cost is going to have a lot to do with what we're able to bring in, if anything. But we certainly have been active, working the phones, doing our research and our prep work. That started weeks ago. So we have a good understanding what the lay of the land is. The complicated thing right now is there's so many teams that are still in the race, and that's great for baseball. It's exciting, and that's, you know, the additional playoff spots. That's what baseball wanted, and, you know, what it does create is a little bit of a logjam as we're going into July here and getting towards the end of the month of who's going to move players and who's not. And all it takes is, say, an 8-game winning streak or losing streak, and that landscape completely changes. You know, so we've just got to keep an eye on it and stay focused on what we can do day to day. If it's an off day today, but the two come up in St. Louis, you know, take care of business there and hopefully continue to do what we've been doing so we can be active and open as we get to the deadline.
Yeah, I think that brings up a really good point, JJ, as far as the logjam in the standings right now and you know, sort of how these teams are jockeying for position, especially when it comes to potentially a wild card spot. How do you evaluate that in your role? I know you mentioned having a window in your mind of opportunity to win a lot of baseball games for a long time to come versus being uber aggressive and going all in and saying, okay, we've got the pieces right now to be able to go and be a playoff team and maybe potentially win a championship. You've got the franchise cornerstone and Bobby Witt Jr. locked up long term. Obviously, Salvador Perez is another all-star and incredible player. How do you evaluate that versus, like, there are so many teams that are competing for these few wild card spots? Do we go all in now? Do we sit back and wait? How do you manage that?
Well, I'd like to think that this offseason, you know, I'll use the term we went all in, but, you know, it might be a little bit strong saying that in the offseason. But we were pretty aggressive in the offseason to be in this spot right now. And now it kind of shifts to, okay, we, you know, if the season ended today, we would be just shy of making the playoffs. But if we can win 85 to 90 games this year, it's quite the improvement from last year to this year. And that was the first step we needed to take. But, you know, what we do need to take into consideration is there are a lot of players, you know, Bobby and Salvi being two of them, that committed to this organization long term. And then we had the free agents that committed to us as well. And you do feel somewhat of an obligation to the men in that clubhouse to help this team take another step. I think we'll keep competing the remainder of the year with the guys that we have. But if we can enhance the team just enough and still keep an eye on the future, we'd be doing the right thing. So, you know, we believe in our players. We believe players can get better. We still have some players in our lineup almost every day that are going to continue to get better as major league players. And with their progression, the team should get better as well. But adding a player or two along the way certainly would enhance that and give us a better chance to make this run and get one of those spots in the playoffs.
Royals General Manager J.J. Piccolo joining us here on Sports Daily. It's really interesting because, owing something to the players, but I want to go back to what the first thing you said was how great this has been for the fans. Does that change philosophy? Can you let it change philosophy that it has gone slower, you know, in the last, let's call it a decade, I guess it's been now. It's gone slower to get back to that point than I think everybody had hoped. Does that add or change anything as you look at this when you talk about, you know, how fun this has been for the fans this year?
Well, I think, you know, because we were fortunate enough to be here 10 years ago with the start of really a few really good years, you saw how this fan base reacted to the club. And, you know, after the 15th season, there were some things that were pretty unfortunate that had happened with, especially in the 16th season with an injury to Moustakas and Gordo on a collision that, you know, really hurt our chances and probably ended our chances to make the playoffs that year. But it's been a slow climb, and you look at sort of the evolution of teams, you know, the teams that are able to maintain throughout, they've been very aggressive and creative in deals they've made along the way. And sometimes that means, you know, trading some of your players that are in the prime years of their career to try to, you know, multiply and getting players back. So, you know, during those years, you know, we were playing players from within the organization to get to this point. So it's a painful process to go through. Last year was not a lot of fun for anybody. But when you look at how players have improved and the positions they're in today, you have a better understanding of why we went through those growing pains last year. But at the same time, you know, you got to compliment ownership with their commitment to being allowing us to be aggressive in the free agent market. And when I examine teams that we play that have been in the playoffs for the last several years, most of them are a combination of homegrown players and quality trades or free agent acquisitions, and there's more of a blend of the two, and that's what we have on the field right now. But we still need to continue to have our farm system supply us with talent, because it's going to be a never-ending chase to put quality teams on the field. So the growing pains were tough. The fans understand that as much as anybody, and to see them excited about our team, it is motivating. You know, it is something, you know, to have 30,000 people here is a goal of ours, because that means we're doing our job well and our fans are enjoying the product we have on the field. So, you know, you don't want that process to be too long. You know, this previous one went more years than we cared for it to go. You know, but all we can do is look forward and learn from what we went through the last few years and do it better the next time around.
We won't make you sit here and play politics and guess at whether you think, you know, you could be playing in front of us in the state of Kansas. But yeah, history has shown, I think, the success has brought the fans. And I know that all matters right now. One more for you, JJ, and we really appreciate the conversation. We'll have to do this again soon. We've had a lot of conversations here, a lot of listeners, viewers reacting and commenting. Can you just as easily as you can walk us through the thought process of Bobby Witt Jr., not being a leadoff hitter when so many star players like him are. What has been the thinking there at having him two and not one? And I know it's, you know, 5-6 at bats over the course of a season, but can you explain to us where things stand with him and his placement there?
Yeah, well, you know, for one, you know, when Mikel's going good and he's on base, it allows us to play the type of game we really want to play. And that's, you know, run the bases hard, put the game in motion with two exciting players like that. You know, we also like Bobby to come up with somebody on base, you know, and I know we're searching and trying to figure out who that person is. But probably the most influential part of that is if it's not broke, don't fix it. Bobby has excelled in that two hole, and, you know, we don't want to slow him up at all. You know, he prefers to hit in a two hole. We've discussed with him about the leadoff spot. He would do whatever we asked him to do just because that's his nature. He's such a team guy. But he's said enough that, you know, he's comfortable where he's at. And, you know, we've been able to put together some pretty good runs. I know it's been a little hot and cold lately. But for a long time there, we were in the top 6 or 7 in runs per game. And I believe that we can continue to do that. And, you know, when Mikel gets going again, or we, you know, last night it was Frazier, we've had Lofton up there. If those guys can get on base for him, then we got a chance to really, instead of a single run, we got a chance to put up a crooked run. And that's what we're trying to do. So at least for now, that's the way we're going to go. I really don't see that changing. Just because of how comfortable we are with Bobby in the two hole.
There you go. That's there's the answer. And look, hey, you guys, I know the players get days off this week. We know you guys won't there in the front office. So good luck. Keep at it this week. We'll be excited to see what comes over the next month or so. All-Star game right around the corner. We appreciate it, JJ. Let's do this again soon. Can't tell you how much we appreciate you joining us here for a few minutes on Sports Daily.
Yeah, no problem. I appreciate you having me on. Hopefully we continue to entertain and we can have more conversations.
We will. Well, the trade deadline is going to be one to watch. Of course, this is the home of Kansas City Royals baseball. We'll be listening in. There goes JJ Piccolo, general manager of the Kansas City Royals. That's a great conversation. We're going to react to that in just a little bit. We've got back-to-back interviews today, so you know, bear with us on that. You can, of course, go back and listen to that interview on the Odyssey app in its full. These video streams make that available for you as well. So hang in there. We'll react to JJ Piccolo. Really appreciate his time. We're going to come back. Mitch Holthus joins us right after this, help celebrate our launch here, our partnership, our simulcast with 12 News Plus. Don't go away. More Sports Daily coming right up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.